This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So I've changed. I've got my mermaid socks as an honorary member of the Menopausal Mermaids. Of course, the wind has died down now, as you can hear. Loads of people out walking. There's people in surfboards, families, dogs. It's getting really busy. And it's actually a lovely day, 13 degrees.
Makes me a bit of kipper, actually.
Some kippers. Kippers and spuds and
kippers
chili.
And spuds.
And smoked butter.
And I've made my own harissa. Because you can buy it, but it's not the same.
So how do you make harissa?
Chilies, garlic, cumin, coriander, fennel seed, a bit of onion, a red pepper, oil, and blend it all up, but then cook it out.
Oh.
You'll take it and cook it up into a...
Blend it first and then cook.
We put the oil in it and then it's kind of... But it smells nice, doesn't
it? I'll tell you what, it's probably a lot cheaper to make your own than it is to buy it, because it's very...
That's four chilies, you know.
Yeah.
I really love the setup.
It's good, isn't it?
What do you think?
Right, imagine you come from BBC just to cook on this.
I know.
Unreal.
We cooked in some strange places. This is right up there now, I think.
This is right up there, definitely.
We've just been in the sea as well. We've just been in for a dip.
Uh-huh. Right.
You're knocking in.
I'm not even to look at it. I want to give an old man a heart attack. Between the eyes of love, I
call your name. Boys are washing their surfboards down here beside us.
I know, and I haven't had a kipper in years, and we've got this wee fish man that comes, you know, on a Thursday to... I'll be cooking dog in a minute, if that sounds good.
Are those kippers, they're smoked kippers?
Aye, they are,
because they're lovely brown colour.
We've smoked herrings, aren't they lovely? We've got a wee bit of oil in the pan there.
Skin side down.
Skin side down.
They're starting to curl.
Get them curled up.
I love that.
We're just going to layer this up because we've got some nice little spuds there. I think that smells not too bad. She does already, yeah. It's a wee bit of skin side down. They don't take much cooking, the kipper, and then we've got to layer this up. And they're nice.
So what are you calling this then?
I've got some harissa there that I've made. So harissa is like a spice, chili spice paste.
Uh-huh.
I just put a wee bit of butter around that there. So I think a bit of butter helps everything, doesn't
smoked
it?
Smoked butter with your smoked kippers.
Smoked kippers. And then spuds in, John. So I've already cooked the spuds. Just stick those in there on top of that, look.
Uh-huh.
Get those layered up. So layer spuds on top of that. And then some onions.
Red onions.
A wee bit of red onion. And then what'll happen is all that nice, all the nice smoky fish will sort of permeate through
the spuds and the red onions.
This here is the harissa. So all I did was four chilies, and I took the seeds out of them.
Uh-huh.
And I blended that up with a red pepper that I'd taken the seeds out of, chopped it up. Bit of oil, some coriander, cumin and fennel seed. Just toasted them in the pan, ground them all up, and then garlic. So do you want to try a wee bit now?
I'd love to.
Should we actually quite cold at the moment. I think this might...
I actually don't feel cold, funny enough. No.
The first time I did it, it was just completely... I thought, so exhilarating.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it's nice and fruity.
You know, there's no tomato in that.
No. Mm. You see, if you buy that harissa in a jar, it's not the same, is it? It's not as fresh.
And you pay
fresh.
A fortune for it, probably.
Yeah, an absolute fortune, yeah.
Fire Mix the harissa round. Paste in round.
Yeah, fire that round. And that's just really coating the spuds. This is nothing fancy. This is...
Would you say that, but it actually is, like, it's...
And it's just...
It's gorgeous and healthy and good, and but I know what you mean. It's...
It's not... It's
kind
rustic,
of straightforward.
It's rustic. But it's sort of something we always.
But I bet you we're the only people in the East Grand today
that are having kippers.
Smoked kippers with potatoes and harissa.
Homemade
paste.
Harissa.
I'd say we're probably the only people here today.
Yeah. Kippers are sort of our herrings, really. You know, been overfished and
yeah,
they're sort of a wee national treasure, aren't they? I mean, I just don't really eat enough of them.
There's Love a dogs.
Wee, there's a wee boy would need to go to. Obedient school.
That is smelling
That's
delicious.
So funny, isn't it? Will I give the guys a shout?
Give them a shout. We're just saying she should get a van.
I'm going to start doing like a food van.
Yes. A wee van just down beside the toilets here.
I'm not doing this every day now.
No, no, no.
She starts to warm us up.
Oh, a bad wee cook.
Oh, yeah. All right. You should do it as a professional.
You should. You're looking for somebody down the wine bar.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.